Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season, and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
Even when you're playing music, you're always listening to your baby, especially when RSV is on your mind. Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, is the first and only long-acting preventative antibody that gives babies the RSV antibodies they lack. Beyfortus is a prescription medicine used to help prevent serious lung disease caused by RSV or respiratory syncytial virus in babies under age 1, born during or entering their first RSV season, and children up to 24 months who remain at risk of severe RSV disease through their second RSV season. Your baby shouldn't receive Beyfortus if they have a history of serious allergic reactions to Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, or any of its ingredients. Tell your baby's doctor about any medicines they're taking and all their medical conditions, including bleeding or bruising problems. Serious allergic reactions have happened. Get medical help right away if your child has any of the following signs or symptoms of a serious allergic reaction, such as swelling of the face, mouth, or tongue, difficulty swallowing or breathing, unresponsiveness, bluish color of skin, lips, or under fingernails, muscle weakness, severe rash, hives, or itching. Most common side effects include rash and pain, swelling, or hardness at their injection site. Individual results may vary. Ask your baby's doctor about Beyfortus. Visit Beyfortus.com or call 1-855-BEYFORTUS.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Let's talk Pain Day. Saturday in preseason football, the thing that stood out to me the most was Jaden Daniels, the number 2 overall pick in the draft, playing for the Commanders against the Jets. One series. This guy comes out retro style in the Doug Williams 17, and then in his only series throws a bomb, boom, connects on it, a dime, and then he runs in a touchdown scamper. Your boy had a bomb and a TD in one series. He looked fantastic. Not only that, his first completion was the bomb. The Bears smoked the Bills 33-6. Caleb Williams made his debut. He said, "The last time I was out there on a field other than practice was November 18th when USC lost to UCLA 38-20. And he sat out the Holiday Bowl. He said, "You go that long without something, it's tough. But no, it's been great. The guys made it fun. They made it easy on me." He showed it all. He could throw it. He could run. He ran one 13 yards for a first down on a 3rd and 9. He was 4 of 7 for 95 yards, and 2 drives ended with field goals. So everybody was impressed. Sean McDermott, the coach of the Bills, didn't like the way they played. He said, "Our standard was not out there today. That's not how we play. If you had a blood pressure cuff on me during that game, it probably would have exploded." The Vikings' young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan, threw a pick. But he also threw 2 touchdowns in his debut, and the Vikings beat the Raiders on a last-second field goal, 24-23. That snapped a 10-game losing streak in the preseason for the Vikings. Will Reichard with the 37-yard field goal as time expired to win it for many. How about the Packers, 23-10 over the Browns? Love, your boy Jordan Love with a bomb, a 65-yard strike to Wicks on Green Bay's 3rd play of the game as they rolled over the Browns. Love said, "I'm happy with it. It ended with a TD. That was the goal." Joe Burrow threw a TD pass in his first game since the wrist surgery, but the Buccaneers beat the Bengals 17-14. Joe threw his TD pass to T. Higgins for 10 yards. Ramon Jefferson's three-yard run was the difference for the Bucs as they win it by three. Did you see the Chiefs' Hollywood Brown? Gonna miss some time. He dislocated his clavicle. Ouch. Not only that, the Chiefs lost to the Jaguars 26-13. Trevor Lawrence hit Travis Etienne with a 9-yard TD strike. And Cam Little had 3 field goals for the Jags on top of that in their win. You've seen the new kickoffs in the NFL. Well, Jacksonville's Parker Washington had the longest return under the new rules, a 73-yarder that set up the early TD for the Jags. Now, Washington's in his second year, a 6th-rounder out of Penn State in 23. He had the massive kickoff return. He had a 13-yard punt return, and he had a big 10-yard catch. So he had a big game. Everybody was talking about him afterwards. How about the Tennessee Titans 17-13 over the Niners? Will Levis led 2 touchdown drives on both of his series that he played. The second time Levis had a chance to score, he did. He took him on a long drive, 64 yards in 7 plays. And then he hit Calvin Ridley for a 22-yard strike. And then Pollard had runs of 8 and 24 yards. And then Spears, the 4-yard touchdown run on the first play of the second quarter. So, Levis had it all going against San Francisco. The Titans threw the ball a lot. No more King Henry. 29 passes, 19 catches for 198 yards between Levis, Rudolph, and Willis, their quarterback room. San Francisco lost cornerback Ambry Thomas to a broken forearm in the game. The Titans have joint practices this week on Wednesday and Thursday against the Seahawks and then play them at Nissan Stadium on Saturday. How about Sam Howell in his Seattle Seahawks debut, 130 TD? The Hawks won their first game under new coach Mike McDonald. They beat the Chargers 16-3 on Saturday. And that was Jim Harbaugh's first game with Los Angeles. Hal, who the Seahawks got from Washington in the offseason, had a pair of scoring drives in the second quarter. He completed 16 of 27 in 10 series and played until midway through the third quarter. Geno Smith did not play after missing time with the knee and hip issues. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Kenneth Walker, none of them played either. The Chargers looked awful. They went 3 and out and gained only 21 yards on their first 6 possessions. And that was with Easton Stick at quarterback. Harbaugh said, there's work to be done, a lot of work to be done. Now we've begun, which is positive. Offensively, there were some good things, but not enough. I don't know if you knew this, but McDonald, the coach of the Seahawks, was Harbaugh's defensive coordinator at Michigan in 2021. Believe it or not, the Chargers host the Rams on Saturday at SoFi. How about your boy Spencer Rattler, the rookie for the Saints? He led the winning drive in the final minute. He led a 12-play, 56-yard drive in the final 2 minutes, capped by a 37-yard field goal from Charlie Smith with 5 seconds left to get it done for the Saints. Rattler had a 4-yard touchdown run in the third quarter that gave the Saints a 13-7 lead at that point. Rattler's from Phoenix. He played high school football there, so everybody knows him in the desert. And he went out there and beat him. Marvin Harrison Jr. played 1 series and did not get a catch. Desmond Ridder is playing for the Cardinals now. He played the first half. He completed 4 of 9 for 43 yards. He carried the ball 5 times for 39 yards. Rookie Bo Nix had a nice debut for Denver, leading the Broncos. He threw for a touchdown pass, took the Broncos on long scoring drives to close the first half, and then opened the second half. And the Broncos beat the Colts 34-30 in Indianapolis. That game was Sunday, yesterday. Nix, the 12th overall pick, was 15 of 21 for 125 yards. And he rushed 3 times for 17 yards. Jarrett Stidham started. He was 4 of 7 for 57 yards and 1 pick. Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor played. Richardson, 2 of 4 for 25 yards, ran once for 1 yard, and Taylor had 2 carries for 4 yards, so they basically did nothing. And remember Stetson Bennett? Where's he been? Nobody knows, but he's back. He rebounded from a 4-interception day against the Cowboys to throw a 6-yard TD pass with 4 seconds left, and the Rams beat the Cowboys Sunday 13-12. Bennett was 24 of 38 for 224 yards, 4 picks. He said it was the weirdest game that he's been a part of.